producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardening welcome to each of you. My guest this hour is farmer, father, and author Ben Hartman. He is living his dream of making a living with his family, growing specialty crops and selling their food locally to restaurants and cafeterias, at farmers markets, and through a community-supported agriculture CSA program. Before I ask Ben to join me, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter and prep for spring catalog. It has what you want to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination, tools, winter plant protection, and much more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter prep for spring catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you can always place your order and call in to 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And now I would like to tell you about my very special guest. Ben Hartman grew up on a corn and soybean farm in Indiana and graduated from college with degrees in English and philosophy. Ben and his wife, Rachel Hirschberger, own and operate Clay Bottom Farm in Goshen, Indiana, where they make their living growing and selling specialty crops on less than 1 acre. Their food is sold locally to restaurants and cafeterias, at farmers markets, and throughout a community-supported agriculture CSA program. The farm has twice won Edible Michiana's Reader's Choice Award. Ben's new book, The Lean Farm, How to Minimize Waste, Increase Efficiency, and Maximize Value and Profits with Less Work, is a must-have for anyone interested in learning about a practical, systems-based approach for a more sustainable farming operation. And now I would like to invite Ben Hartman to join me. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm doing very well, and I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is so my pleasure and the pleasure of our listening audience. You guys are amazing. I'm so, so proud of what you're doing. You know, As I was reading your biography here, I thought, you know, you're making your living on a farm growing food, and it reminds me of how I got started making my living with my husband on a farm growing bugs.
Oh my.
I know, they're just little teeny tiny livestock, you know. Farming is hard work. It's not for the faint of heart. And you know, I'm so delighted that you and your family are involved. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of fun, and we feel very fortunate to be able to do what we love to do for a living. And it's also true that it's not the easiest form of work. I can think of careers that require less physical stamina, for instance. And the thing I tell people is that in order to be successful as a farmer, in all likelihood, it takes about as much time as it takes to be successful in about any other professional type career, such as a doctor, which is to say probably between 6 and 8 years. And I would say farming is at least as complex, if not more so, than a lot of other professions.
I would absolutely agree with you. You have to know so many, so much, and so many modalities. When I think about, you know, what you have to do in order to farm. You literally have to be an agrarian. You have to be a plant pathologist, a biologist, a horticulturalist, an entomologist. It goes on and on, because you literally have to know all of those modalities, and you have to understand water, you have to understand light, you have to understand weather. Mm-hmm. So you're a meteorologist. I mean, it's a lot. And there isn't, you can't really go anywhere for that kind of education or traditional university. Mm-hmm. They simply,
yeah, that's true.
It's like one mm-hmm. single focused, you know, and much like you say, a medical doctor, they don't, you know, if they are the ear doctor, they know nothing about the foot. If they are the foot doctor, they know nothing about the lungs. If they are a surgeon, they know nothing about, you know, the gut. And so, you know, you literally are mm-hmm. like a doctor. You have to learn all the different aspects of what it is to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. As I say, and then on top of it, you have to be a shrewd business person, because if anyone who's been in farming will tell you that profit margins are razor thin, and there's very little room for error. And you really have to know your customer, or as passionate about the business end as you are about your production processes. And that's sort of what motivated me to write the book on lean production, is because we had spent the first 6 or 8 years really honing in on our process. And felt like we had mastered some growing techniques on a number of vegetables. However, we hadn't yet mastered some of the business end, some of the lean techniques. And so we really focused on that for a couple of years, and it really increased our profits. And at the same time, cutting down on the amount of work we were doing, and really it turned a hobby into a career.
Well, it's wonderful what you're doing. It is something that will provide not only for you and your family, for your community. There's just such a demand these days, and always has been, of course, to have food that is grown locally, that is sustainably harvested, that has true nutritional value. And that's what happens when you're growing the way that you're growing. I mean, people don't realize that a tomato has real taste, that a carrot has taste, that a pepper has taste. They don't just look good like you see them in the grocery store. And so what you're doing is to be commended. Tell us a little bit about the farm.
Mm-hmm. It's a 5-acre farm. And at this point, we've shrunk our production area actually to less than one. And last several years, we've actually gotten smaller every year. In terms of the acres we're using, however, we have gotten more profitable every year that we've contracted. Now I'll talk about some of the techniques we use to do that. We're in Goshen, Indiana, northern Indiana, zone 5. We have 4 greenhouses covering about 9,000 square feet. 2 of them are heated. And those we heat to about 30 degrees in the winter, just enough to keep crops alive. And then we turn the heat up a little more when our early tomatoes go in March and April. And we're going into our ninth growing season. And on the farm, I'm working full time, and Rachel is now working about a quarter time, and she raises our son Arlo, who's a year and a half, and then we're expecting another son in less than a month. And so things are growing around here.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And part of what gets me excited about these lean techniques is it frees up time so that we can actually raise our family and have fun doing that. It's as much fun doing that as we do in our business. We have one part-time employee. And then we'd have a couple of interns, seasonal interns. We have a strong local commitment, and such that 90% of our food ends up on plates within 10 miles of the farm. And we wouldn't have to do that. We could certainly deliver to Chicago or Indianapolis to some faraway markets. However, we really wanted to be part of this local food movement. It's part of what we're passionate about. We grow around 30 crops. Greens and tomatoes is what we specialize in. We don't grow the big stuff, such as winter squash or watermelons. We've sort of become a behind-the-scenes themes for Armed for Six, Artisan Restaurant. And what I mean by that is we know those chefs. Some of them are friends of ours. So, and I tell our employee and our interns that we may as well be on their payroll. We're really trying to see ourselves working on behalf of those restaurants.
So take a moment here, Ben. We're going to we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about those restaurants. For those of you listening, don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is the amazing Ben Hartman. He and his wife, Rachel, own and operate Clay Bottom Farm in Goshen, Indiana, where they make their living growing and selling specialty crops on less than 1 acre. Their food is sold locally, restaurants and cafeterias, at farmers markets, and through a community-supported agriculture program. His new book is a must-have, The Lean Farm, How to Minimize Waste, Increase Efficiency, and Maximize Value and Profits with Less Work. Welcome back, Ben. And, golly, I apologize for having to cut you off there. You were right in the heart of telling us about what the whole farm is doing. And we got into growing on about an acre, and that you were saying we don't do the big crops. But let me let you finish that, because I think it's important to our listeners that we make sure we totally understand what you're doing out there.
Okay, yeah. I was saying that at the heart of our business is we consider ourselves a behind-the-scenes restaurant, or behind-the-scenes farm for six restaurants. And we use, in Lean, we use a system called pool system marketing, or pool marketing. And what that means is, let me give you an analogy. If you wanted to run a fudge shop, and there would be two ways to begin that business. Number one is you would choose the types of fudge that you like to eat, and that's what you would make. And you would make them in an amount that you thought the community might like. And then you would push what you make onto the community. In other words, you might make, say, 100 pounds of chocolate, 200 pounds of peanut butter fudge, 50 pounds of maple, and because that's what you like to make me. And then you go out and you try to find customers for what you've already made. The second way to begin that fudge shop would be to go out and talk to the restaurants who might serve the fudge. Go out to individuals and try to find those customers at the very beginning, the grocery stores or wherever you think your outlets might be, and get their orders, figure out precisely the types of fudge they like, figure out how much fudge they want, figure out when they want it, and then you order your sugar and you begin your production process. And so they call that a pool system type of marketing versus a push system type of marketing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well said. Okay. Brilliant.
So your customer is pulling your production. And with our restaurants, that's what we try to do. We meet with our chefs at the beginning of the year. We try to come up with as precise a formula as we can, telling us when they want their food, how much. And really, those are the three questions. It's what do they want? Number two is when do they want it? And number three is how much do they want? And what Lean says, the more precise you are in answering those three questions, the less waste you'll have in your process. And so if we can dissect this a little more, what Lean is then is essentially a coin with two sides. On one side is this precise identification of value. What is it that you produce that your customer is willing to pay you money for? And what do they most value? And Lean says, and so what Toyota did, they came up with this system, for instance, in 2005, and when they were redesigning the Toyota Sienna, they sent an engineer over to the U.S., and he drove a minivan in all 50 states. He drove in all parts of Canada, and he drove in all parts of Mexico. And what he was doing is observing how people were using vans over here and also noticing cultural differences and also infrastructure differences. And so, for instance, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he had a hard time turning his van. The streets are, some of the corners are very tight. And so what Toyota did was they tightened up the turning radius on the new Sienna so you could turn tight corners that we sometimes have here. He noticed that in North America, drivers go drive long distances, certainly longer than they do in Japan. And so he designed this flip-up console where a driver could set a hamburger and French fries. They put in dozens of cup holders throughout the van, so there's all kinds of places that you can stash your water. He even stood in a parking lot in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at a Home Depot, and he didn't go in. He just stood in the parking lot. He observed how people were using their van. What he noticed is that Americans are having a hard time fitting those 4x8 sheets of plywood or drywall into their van. And 4x8 is a very, 4 feet by 8 feet is a very typical dimension. And what we were doing, what people were doing was trying to strap him to the roof or trying to bungee the back hatch. And he said, and he called Toyota and he said, on this, they said, the next redesign, we're going to get a 4x8 piece of plywood, into our van. And so they call this Genchi Kimbutsu. And it's a Japanese practice, which means up close and personal observation to get a very thorough understanding of a situation. And essentially, that's what we've been trying to do with our customers is really try to get underneath, go a deeper level of understanding with them, so we know that really what really motivates them to purchase our food. And I should say, for me, I got into farming because I love the production aspect, and I had a voice condition I call it spasmodic dysphonia, and it means that it cuts my vocal cords off involuntarily. And you can probably hear it. Occasionally, a sentence will be cut short. And I thought, hey, I'm going to get into farming because here's a career you don't have to talk to people. And guess what? I'm on the phone constantly. I'm constantly talking this shit up and other customers. And it's actually become one of the parts of my work that I enjoy the most. And so that's, I was just talking about the one side of the lean coin, which is identifying value. And then on the other side is eliminating the waste. And lean has identified 10 specific types. And essentially, every year you want to root out more and more waste and so that your activities are focused on delivering that value to your customers as efficiently as possible. And so lean is asking you to put on a set of eyeglasses and to analyze every activity that's happening on your farm. And there's only two types. Lean says you're either contributing to value for your customers or you're contributing to waste. And the word they use is muda. And essentially, you just want to take a scalpel to your farm and root out the muda. And what you'll notice that if you do, you will gradually become much more profitable than you are. However, it takes the discipline of being honest, honestly analyzing your activities and saying, hey, am I actually doing something that's contributing to value for my customer, or am I just spinning my wheel?
Well, I can tell you something that as you're speaking, you know, as an entrepreneur, ecopreneur myself, I can really identify with what you're talking about. And I think a lot of our listeners as well. We have a very thoughtful group of people that listen to this show across the country, even into Canada and even in Mexico. And since we stream, we do have quite a listenership. And I think what you're saying is very inspiring because we have gotten so used to being to throw everything away and not be conservative and focus on the customer. So we're going to take a quick break. Then when we come back, and to our listeners, we're going to have some more inspiring information and talk with Ben Hartman. And so for those of you listening, we're coming right back in just a few minutes.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest this hour is father, farmer, and author Ben Hartman. He embraces a work ethic on his farm of eliminating as much waste as possible to give consumers the best value for their purchase. Using his own clay bottom farm in Indiana as a proving ground, Ben Hartman and family adapted this lean philosophy to support a thriving business, growing and selling enough specialty produce to support himself and his family by harvesting only a single acre of land. He has an amazing book, The Lean Farm, How to Minimize Waste, Increase Efficiency, and Maximize Value and Profits with Less Work, which outlines how anybody can do what he's doing. Welcome back, Ben.
Hey, thanks.
So, golly gee, we've got so much to talk about. It goes so fast in this hour. And so, we were just talking about the lean system that you have implemented, which I think is amazing because, like I said, it's very inspiring for people to realize that, you know, when you focus on the customer and what the customer wants, that gives you that feedback so that you continue to produce less and less of what is not wanted and focus on what is wanted. So, tell us about, you know, as this process has grown, you know, I know a lot of people get worried about, okay, I'm just going to turn into another factory farm. You know, but tell us how the I think that there's something much more. It's that intangible, that there's something so special about having a business and growing in a family, and the outreach to the community, that's that intangible. There's something that's so thoughtful and loving, and that what you put out gives back.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the bit on the factory farm piece, because to be honest, it was one of our CSA customers who approached us about 6 years ago with the idea to implement this lean system on our farm. And he runs an aluminum trailer company. It's a factory. It's about 200 employees. And I'll be completely honest that we were very skeptical at first, because we liked what we were doing, and we didn't want to turn our farm into a factory. And lean was a system that was designed for use on an assembly line. And by now, it's in use in wide, all over in hospitals and all kinds of industries. However, what I told my customers, imagine running your factory without a roof. And that's the kind of variability that we have here. We just can't standardize, and we can't just lean up in the way that you can in a factory. And the other thing is, I told him, we have living parts here. He's dealing with aluminum, and they're welding or fabricating aluminum parts. And we're dealing with plants. We're dealing with animals. They're living systems, and we didn't want to constrain a living system. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I'm totally there with you, yes.
So he convinced us in the end, because he said really what lean is about eliminating waste so that you free up capacity to do more. And it's a very powerful formula if you think about it. Let's say you save 10 minutes a week on a process. Well, 10 minutes a week means 40 minutes a month, and over a course of several years, you actually free up a lot of time, and you can do whatever you want with that free capacity. And a typical way to grow a business in our culture, anyhow, is to build more buildings, build more greenhouses, get more customers, get bigger, bigger, bigger every year. We have a consumptive culture here. And what Lean says is you can grow your business not just by getting bigger, but by getting smarter, by eliminating the waste and using that free time to do more of the activities that your customers actually value. And that's the very simple formula that we've been using on our farm. And I tell you, it's made us much more profitable, and we notice a difference almost immediately. And one of the types of waste that was ubiquitous on our farm was motion waste. In other words, when we're moving around, looking for tools, or doing too much transportation, we're just moving ourselves, moving our vehicles around really much more than we needed to. And Lean has a very crafty tool called the 5S organization system. And this is really the first thing we did on our farm. And anyone wants to try it, you could do it in your podcast studio. Oh, you can do it at home. It's a very simple organization system that just cuts out a lot of motion waste. And So it's a five-step system, and step number one is sort. And what that means is get rid of anything that's not used on a daily basis or almost a daily basis for adding value for your customer. In other words, if you don't need it, then get it off the property. It should probably be off the property.
Give us an example.
Yeah, I'll say on our farm, we took wagon loads of tools. What we did is we took everything out of our tool storage area, and we asked that question, which tools are we using on almost a daily basis? And then we got rid of everything else. And this is tough to do because we love tools just as much as the next farmer. And we had this way of thinking and said, hey, we might need this 2 years from now, even if we're not using it right now. And the reality is when you start squirreling away tools, it's a never-ending addiction, and it can quickly bog down your farm. And I don't know about you, but you can almost, when I go on the farms, you can almost tell how old the farm is based on how large your piles of junk are. Farmers have a hard time getting rid of tools. However, we found that when we choose the few tools that we really need and are using, and our book shows pictures of the ones we decided to keep and the ones we got rid of, the ones we kept, a very small number, just two hand tools, and a small number of six or eight hoes. And we literally took wagon loads of tools off the property. And so that's number one, is figure out what do you need. If you don't need it, then get rid of it. And then number two is setting an order, which means store those tools where you actually use them. Now, I'll give you an example of pruning. When our customer came, our lean customer came in to help us at the beginning, he said, I want to observe your tomato pruning process. And so I walked to our centralized tool storage area, I got the pruners, and then I walked another 200 feet to the greenhouse, and I pruned the tomatoes, and then I walked 200 feet back to the tool storage area with the pruners. And he asked a very simple and obvious question. He said, well, now why don't you store your pruners next to the tomatoes? And the thought had never occurred to us. We thought, oh, you just store all your tools in one place. That's just the way it is. However, he said, we should probably take a stick of dynamite to our tool storage area and spread those tools out around the property. And we did, and I think it's one of the most effective, very simple, effective strategy that farmers can use to eliminate motion waste. And so now we have magnets and hooks all over the property. We have knives hanging on each of our greenhouses. We have pruners in the right inside the tomato greenhouse. We have rakes and hoes on stands out in the field, actually, where we're using those tools. And it's really cut down a lot of looking for tools. And it's made work more intuitive, too, for new people on the property. They can know where to go to get what they need. And then the third step is this shine, which means to clean your property up, clean it with a toothbrush, and then make sure your spaces are well lit. And the reason isn't to make it look pretty. The reason is to help you when you have your eyeglasses on, looking for what's value and what's waste, to help you notice when waste is creeping in your system. And so in our processing area, for instance, where we wash all of our greens, we installed eight T8 fluorescent lights, and it just lights up to the point where you almost have to put sunglasses on to work in there. Very well-lit area. And same in our greenhouse, we put floodlights in all of our greenhouses so that if we're working out there at dusk or night, we can see our work and reduce the amount of air. And our friends joke with us, visiting our farm is like going to Wrigley Field. You can hear all the lights come on, koosh, koosh, koosh. And that's a bit of an exaggeration, but the point is to make sure that people can see what they're doing and so that you eliminate the waste that might be in your process.
There you go. Eliminating waste in your process. So we're coming right back in just a few minutes with Ben Hartman and more exciting information about his farm and his book. So for those of you listening, take a little break and come on back. We'll only be gone a few minutes.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest this hour is father farmer and author Ben Hartman. His book, The Lean Farm, How to Minimize Waste, Increase Efficiency, and Maximize Value and Profits with Less Work, is lucidly written, well-organized. It's a guidebook where Ben Hartman lays out the fundamentals of lean farming for any grower hoping to follow his example, from limiting materials and transportation needs to more efficiently using staff member talents, along with many useful charts and photos. Ben Hartman includes 10 case studies from his own farm, illustrating how it can work for you. Welcome back, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Say, we were talking about the five S's, and we got as far as the third S.
Okay.
So let's just go back for our listeners. The first S is sort. The second S is store. The third S is shine. And now we're on to the fourth one. What's the fourth one? You've got that's a cliffhanger.
Okay, sure. Yeah, real quickly, the fourth one is to standardize, and it means you want to do the first three, sorting and setting in order and shining, as a routine, as part of your everyday work, not a special activity. And so, for instance, one technique they would use to make this happen is to do sorting, setting in order, and shining in short, high-frequency spurts. And and lean practitioners like that phrase, short, high-frequency. It means a tool is either in a worker's hand or it's in its place. There's no third option. It means that when you're done with your processing, with your hosing or cleaning your vegetables, that you return that processing room to its clean condition immediately afterwards. And it means that at the end of every week, you aim that your aim is that at the end of the week, your farm is actually cleaner than it was at the beginning of the week. And so for us, we used to wait until the end of the year. Our farm by the end of the year was just usually a total mess. There's row covers laying around, tools rot out of place. Then we'd spend all winter kind of cleaning up and getting the farm back in order. And with this short, high-frequency philosophy, we can now spend our winters going skiing or just sitting in front of the fire. And because our farm is as clean at the end of the year as, or cleaner than it was at the beginning of the year. And then the last S is called sustain. And that means find ways to integrate this organization into your farm culture. You want to ingrain the behavior. And then use the discipline to follow through. And what Toyota used to do was send a person, they'd send one person around to all of their workstations at the end of the week, and your workstation would get a numerical rating based on its cleanliness or how closely it would adhere to the 5S system. And the higher rated your workstation, you might be eligible for a raise or some sort of a bonus. And we don't go to that extent. We don't have a person walk around the property and give us a numerical rating every week. However, what we do is we use visual systems in which, for instance, in our hosing area, we just take a picture of that hosing area, we blew it up, we post it on the wall, and we tell our workers, hey, when you're done hosing vegetables, just look at the picture and make it look like what the picture is. And what we used to do was just give a lot of verbal commands. Say, hey, the totes go over here, the buckets go over here, the hose gets on here, that sort of thing. And with the picture, it eliminates a lot of that wasted verbal commands, and it empowers the worker to just do it in whatever order they see fit. And I should say the point of this whole 5S system is it's not just a pretty farm. I keep coming back. It's to give yourself a better psychological flow. And researchers tell us that workers are actually happiest and they're the most productive when they have what they need and no more. And so I think that's true. I've noticed, too, that I'm happier on my farm than I was 5-7 years ago because I know where my tools are. I have the tools I need, and there's no stumbling. We still do put tools in the wrong place occasionally, but there's a lot less stumbling around looking for the right tool, and we can just focus on our production.
Well, that's the way it should be, you know, and that can be applied to any type of business, not just for farming. For any type of business, and it just makes sense that the less chaos and clutter and distraction there is, the more focused you can be, as said, on productivity,
yeah.
and ultimately it lays out a foundation for happiness, because it's more zen, you know. There's nothing more lovely than walking into a place that you just, that's not cluttered, and you know, everything's in its place. There's just that sort of that kind of energy that makes a person feel at ease and satisfied.
Yeah, I think that's true, and it's interesting because it's a kind of energy you don't know it's there until you've cut out the clutter.
Yeah.
And then you have an aha moment, and you realize, hey, I've got a lot more energy for my work. I'm much happier being here. And you sort of uncover, it's like uncovering a jewel at the bottom of a haystack. If you remove all the wasted hay, you find really a jewel underneath. And I hope it's something other farmers can experience. I wanted to give two other quick examples of how we use this. I know our time is about running out, but how we use this lean system on our farm. I talked about centralizing the importance of putting your customers at the center of your farm. And one of the things we did with our CSA customers is we asked them about that when question. When do you want your food? And we heard that customers found it was inconvenient a lot of times to pick up we had a 2-hour pickup window every Friday afternoon. And it was sort of inconvenient for some customers to pick their produce up in that limited 2-hour window. And so what we did, we just installed refrigeration units at each of our pickup locations, and we put our CSA boxes in those units, and then told our customers, hey, you go pick your food up whenever's most convenient for you. And that's a way of respecting your customer, and it really increases your customer retention if you can make your product convenient for them and respect their wishes in terms of when they want to pick it up, for instance. Another thing we did just last year is we partnered with our local food co-op, and we have a CSA pickup location at that co-op. And so customers can pick their CSA boxes up as they're doing their other grocery shopping, because we heard that customers told us that that would be convenient for them. And it's not necessarily the most convenient location for us. However, it's not about us. And we're the farmers. We enjoy being on the farm. And if we want that privilege, we need to partner with some customers and really take their wishes seriously. Another example I wanted to give was reducing moves in our soil prep. And we used to use a pretty traditional method of soil preparation. We'd grow cover crops. We'd plow those cover crops. And I'd wait a period of weeks for the cover crops to decompose. Then I'd run a disc, and then I'd run a tiller. And it was turning out to be a lot of passes on the track. There are a lot of field passes. And I grew up on a corn and soybean farm. I love hanging out on the track. However, I had to be honest with myself that my customer is probably not paying me to drive around my farm on the track. The customer is paying me to grow food. And so we try to analyze our motion waste and ask ourselves, is there a more efficient way of prepping our field? And this isn't the right solution for everyone, but what we came up with in our small farm was to use a deep composting method in which we put 8 to 12 inches of compost over our entire growing area, including in the greenhouses. And then we grow our crops into that compost. And we use a semi-permanent raised bed system. So these, we have about 100 raised beds on the property, about 66 feet long. And when the advantages of using that deep compost is that we don't have to, we no longer have to use cover crops. We don't use fish emulsion. We don't use granular fertilizer. It's a very simple system. It means our soil is always very loose. So there's not the need to get out the tiller as often, not the need to get out the chisel plow. Oh. And it means our fertility management is quick. It's quick to flip our beds. We can grow one crop, pull that crop, let's say head lettuce, and then we plant turnips immediately after the head lettuce comes without any soil preparation off it because the soil is always so loose. And it also means it's probably impractical on a larger scale. It does require a cheap source of compost and a skid loader. But my point is, to analyze your production in terms of your movements and how can you minimize the amount of movements and still get a high quality product to your customers.
And that's what it's all about. And oh gosh, thanks so much, Ben Hartman, and to you and to your family for the great work that you're doing and the inspirational book that you've written. And for those of you who are listening, also gratitude, appreciation, and praise to you for all that you're doing in your own gardening. Next week we'll have another amazing guest. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. Go out and make it a wonderful, easy organic gardening week.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, barn, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.